Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You know, it's pretty typical. It's just that it's a shock to the system. Right now, time to turn it over to the ABC News Update at 7, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. The news is coming up in a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from former President Ronald Reagan criticizing trade tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
Trump writing on social media, he thought Canada was trying to interfere with a Supreme Court decision considering the legality of his tariffs. The Ronald Reagan Foundation and Institute says it's reviewing legal use of the audio. Major travel mess up overnight due to a computer malfunction at Alaska Airlines. This traveler frustrated.
We are trying to get back to Portland. Had the last Alaska IT outage in June, put me out, so I didn't fly Alaska for a while, and now we're going through it again.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in London right now for talks with 24 European leaders on ending the war. He's also met with the king at Windsor. Sources in Paris tell ABC News detectives have collected a lot of DNA on the Louvre jewelry robbery. This is ABC News. Retailer Target has been struggling lately, and now they're announcing job cuts to try to right the ship.
Target will lay off about 1,800 headquarters workers, or 8% of its corporate team, in what it calls a necessary step toward rebuilding growth. That according to a memo obtained by ABC News. The shakeup comes as company veteran Michael Fiedelke prepares to take over as CEO in February. Fiedelke says too many layers of slow decisions and stifled ideas. Managers will feel the brunt of the cuts. Target says it wants to rewire the organization and make quicker moves after years of sluggish sales and recent backlash over ending diversity policies. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Trump administration has finalized a plan to open up the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Four lease sales within the refuge will be distributed over the next decade. Environmentalists say they are worried about the pristine land being destroyed. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 53 with lots of sunshine and variable winds, 2 to 6 miles per hour. Tonight, chilly and clouding over, a slight chance of a drizzle toward dawn and a low of 32. Saturday, 51 with patchy light showers or drizzle possible. Saturday night, a few clouds and a low of 36. Sunday, 59 in milder conditions. After an early reading this morning of 27, we're down to our overnight low on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It reads 22 degrees. Welcome to Friday, October 24th.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing just trying to write a song. I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong. And well, I guess what I'm trying to say is there ain't words been made could shoulder so much weight. And if you turn your back on me and walked away, not a thing about the way I feel would change. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I love.
Combs on WRCO Radio. Our regular features continue on WRCO. Henry Bray will be in after he makes his stinky feet coffee today. And then we'll be on with some birthdays and anniversaries. A very busy sports day. It was last night. It is today and tonight, this weekend. So we'll have a full local sports report coming up a little bit later on this morning. Mike Clemens talks about Wisconsin sports. We'll have that next hour. And our regular features, friends stopping by. David Nail is in Wisconsin Dells this weekend, singer-songwriter. And he'll be on with us a little bit later on right here on the big program. We're 22 degrees. Man, warm it up, Johnny Cash.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of
out fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Out in town, hey, wouldn't you know? I get hooked on a girl with blue diamond eyes down here in Mexico. Oh, now you're walking up, asking me to dance, smiling that smile and reaching out your hand. Well, there's a move or two I'd like to show you while I still got the chance. If you know what I'm saying, one more night would be more than all right.
Eldridge, Fallen in Love to the Beat of the Music here on WRCO. We have dipped another degree on the Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It reads 21 degrees.
Fall savings are sizzling at Richland Locker, but only while supplies last. Stock up with 10-pound tubes of 8119 ground chuck, just $49 each or $4.90 a pound. Center cut pork shoulder roasts are only $3.48 a pound, perfect for your next slow-cooked meal. And don't miss the deli deals. Herb and garlic chicken for $7.98 a pound and sliced Munster cheese, just $5.48 a pound. So hurry into Richland Locker, where great taste and great value go hand in hand while supplies last. Richland Locker, hometown flavor fresh every time.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Hi, this is Bobby G. Rice, and I'm going to be appearing in Richland Center, Wisconsin, my home area, Saturday at the Richland Center Auditorium. Showtime is at 2 o'clock. I'd like to invite all my friends. We're looking to have a great time.
Bobby G. Rice returns to Richland Center Saturday singing all of his hits.
You are my special angel. Frida comes, Frida goes. Why don't you write me a letter?
Write me, write me.
The sooner the better.
Tickets available through Eventbrite. They will be available at the door. Doors open at 1 o'clock, showtime at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
You were mine for just a while.
Bobby G. Rice in Richland Center Saturday. Don't miss it.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Billable hours. Sure seems like with billable hours, everything takes too long, costs too much, and no one has any idea what it's going to cost. That's why we charge simple, flat fee rates for our estate planning, real estate, and probate services. After we meet and talk, you'll get a flat fee price for the services you choose. I hate billable hours, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Mastodon Records in Richland Center will be hosting a tribute to the late, great Ray Schrader coming up on Sunday, October 26th. Ray's family has offered the chance for folks in Southwest Wisconsin to enjoy some of the music that Ray knew and loved. Albums and CDs will be available, proceeds going to a tribute in the future to Ray Schrader. Purchase an album or a CD or just stop by for some great conversation with Ray's family and friends. That's at Mastodon Records coming up on Sunday, October 26th, from 1 o'clock until 4. And as Ray always said, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics just completed advanced training in concussion management, aligning with the latest evidence-based guidelines. Turns out, rest isn't the only answer anymore. Experts now recommend a gradual return to activity after 72 hours post-injury. Trust the physical therapists at the Richland Hospital and Clinics to help with your recovery care.
It's Friday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig you a pond but still can't find where you buried last year's tax returns. And by Julie Karen State Farm, protecting you from life's little mishaps like backing into your own mailbox. Join Hank and Phil for some Friday fun, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with more laughs than a cow on a trampoline. We've got Cooking with Hank, where the smoke alarm doubles as the timer. And of course, the word of the day, which Hank usually makes up on the spot. So grab your coffee, loosen your belt, and let Friday's Roundup roll you straight into the weekend with laughter, nonsense, and maybe even a snack.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hopefully there's a cure for that.
Ailing.
Sounded kind of bad there.
Yeah, it sounded like the old farmer on the Andy Griffith Show, he comes down, and he had a very nice voice.
Oh,
and he goes, yeah. When he walks in, he goes, is Barney ailing? Because he's back there, oh, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I hope people fact-check me on that one.
Yeah, I'm not coming up with his name. All I can think of is the Darlings, and I know
it's not the Darlings. It was just
it's not Ernest.
It's not Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. Bass.
And, yeah, no. Yeah. It's the old. He's actually a pretty good actor on there. So,
huh.
But anyway, how are you?
Good.
Good ball game last night.
Oh,
for you?
Yes. Yeah, we've just had really good sports, and you know there were some upsets in the tournament.
Yeah.
Richland Center soccer team pulls
a
win against a lacrosse school yesterday, so that was really cool, and they're moving on. I just looked up where they play. There's some big travel differences. So Richland Center,
a lot of people not happy with that.
Well, you know, second round, they go to Amherst.
And
that's Waupaca, kind of in that, up in that area.
Yeah.
But the one that I was, I just chuckled about when I read it, that it was going to happen, but Hurley is coming to North Crawford.
Yeah. 5 hours and like 32 minutes or so, or 28 minutes.
Oh, I would guess. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
It is a jaunt.
Anybody,
you know,
anybody last knows year, where Hurley is? Well,
yeah. They used to be the Hurley Midgets.
Yeah, they're not anymore.
No, they're actually the Hurley North Stars.
North Stars.
Yes. Oh. I went up to, you know.
Right. You cheated them last week.
Yeah, I cheated them. Tri-County.
They still won.
And they still won, yeah. I went to Tri-County last weekend, and I'm not going to say good or bad things about a team, but North Crawford will probably move on.
You think so?
Yeah, they're really good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, North Crawford has a good year going.
Yeah, they have a really good year going.
Eight-player football. Good luck to all the football teams.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Richland River Valley, Center's, Richland Center.
Yeah, Richland Center's got a jaunt, too, going to Stratford tonight.
I don't understand that. So, but anyway.
Well, there's give and take. The coaches were complaining, you know, and rightly so, about, you know, some of the first round draws. And so they did this year, and it results geographically, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it's dumb.
But it does.
I just think that the WIA needs to look at the expenses that these schools
good point.
Put out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The expenses and
right.
More bus time. I think less bus time for our kids is better.
Yeah, right. I mean, for Richland Center, for instance, much better to play Prairie du Chien or River Valley,
100%,
you know, first round. But that's what used to happen. Mm-hmm. But now, because of the seating,
well,
and everybody
that
wants
stupid
to be
point system.
Point system.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. But anyway, I don't. They don't listen to poor.
No, they don't listen to poor old Phil either.
No.
But what
no.
do you do?
What do you
hey?
Do? You have more pull than I do, though.
Me?
Yeah.
No, not much.
So
no. I don't have a lot of pull. My farm all's running good, about 23 horse.
That ain't bad.
No, that ain't bad.
It's amazing. Do you still feed the horses?
No.
No.
No, not anymore. But
it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
23 horses, a lot of horses.
23 horse, yeah. The Mighty Alice is, you know, maybe getting a rehaul this winter.
Oh, really?
The Ithaca boys are going to work on it, I believe.
Oh.
So.
Get it out of the garage.
The Ithaca boys, yeah. Yeah, we're going to work on it a little bit. See if we can get back up there. It's supposed to be 63 horse. You know, right now it's about 15, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so.
About as strong as you and I are?
Yeah, right. On a good day.
Yeah, that's Shetlands. We're Shetlands.
Oh, something like that.
Miniature horses.
Yeah, miniatures. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
today, little horse today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey.
So, what's cooking with Hank?
Well, today.
No. You got to get it right.
All right, go ahead. Speckled Pete. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Speckled Pete.
I used to tease him. I'd go out on the porch and do that.
Did
and
you?
That's part of the reason why I did it.
And I wonder why he still haunts you today.
Yeah.
I tell you, that boy ain't right.
No, that boy. Foghorn Leghorn said it best.
He did. Yeah, he did. All right. Today is Spooky Roadkill Casserole. Yes, very good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. A frightfully filling dish for the brave, the hungry, and the easily startled.
And the bray.
That's a cow. Yeah. Looking for a Halloween dish that's scary good and suspiciously delicious? Well, this casserole is so mysterious it'll have your taste buds screaming and your neighbors asking, what exactly is it? Here we go, buddy. Ingredients. 3 pounds of fresh roadkill.
Okay.
Or if you're screaming, beef or venison.
Beef or venison? All right.
Your conscience has no Wi-Fi, so it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
One can of cream of mushroom soup, basically edible fog in a can.
You know what? Here's the thing. Mushroom soup can make anything
taste good. Oh, my
goodness. Good.
Or chicken or cream. Chicken
or
cream. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yep. But June has to buy the healthy brand. I'm like, this doesn't taste the same. Well, it's not Campbell's. Come on.
Sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Well, you get cheated at home,
I know.
Too.
You're going to make tater tot casserole, you got to have Campbell's mushroom soup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not this healthy choice.
One chopped onion, weeping like a ghost who just saw its reflection.
Really?
Yes. Yep. A dry packet of onion soup mix, because your dinner deserves a little deja vu stew.
You can't go wrong with soup mix either.
One can of biscuits.
Ooh.
The kind that pop when you at least expect it, like in a zombie in a jump scare.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start peeling that off, and it's not going to boom.
Boom. There you go. It does scare you.
Here's your instructions, Philip.
All right.
All right, brown your mystery meat until it looks slightly less like something from a horror movie. Bonus points if you get the cat to run away. Dump it into a slow cooker, or if you like to live dangerously, and stir in the soups. Let it bubble on low until the meat is tender enough to haunt your fork. Okay? I do this with pulled pork.
Mm.
So
legitimate.
Yeah. Tear up biscuits and arrange them on top like gravestones in a carb cemetery.
Mm.
Whisper rest in crust for extra spook points. Bake until the biscuits are golden brown and slightly possessed. All right. Serve hot. And when anyone asks what it is, just grin and say, I don't know. It followed me home.
And it'll continue to follow you all day.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it really doesn't sound that bad, Hank.
No, it's really good.
No, it's anything really good. With mushroom soup and
onion meat soup
and biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sounds actually good. Pretty good, Hank.
Yeah, it's a spooky casserole of roadkill.
You've raised your level today.
Well, I did. It's getting to be Halloween, so you know what? Whatever you find out there, enjoy it.
Delicious.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm, good.
And it's even better if you get the freshest the roadkill is, the better.
I bet. Yeah. So back in the day, school lunch, mm-hmm. I would go home and complain. And of course, to no avail, my parents would be like, you ought to be lucky you got something warm to eat. Back when we went to school, we just had jam on a bread and it was.
Oh, both ways.
Yeah. But they used to make a thing and it would, they always had titles for their, and it was beefy biscuit cake. And I'm telling you.
Was it good?
No. You take every vegetable you've had that week,
throw corn
and peas and beans, yeah. And you throw some hamburger in there. But the worst of it was they would put a bread or something on top.
To cover it.
Yeah, and it would soak up all the grease.
So
I don't care. I don't mean to badmouth school lunch, but that was the worst thing I think I've ever
school lunch ever?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Pizza day or the Thanksgiving day.
Turkey. No.
Turkey was pretty good.
Processed turkey. No.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like that's like the end of the roadkill. No.
We used to have beans day too. It was like a whole plate of baked beans.
Oh, wow.
And then a piece of like Johnny cake,
Did you you eat later in the day?
Yeah, exactly. Poor teachers at seventh hour, Today is World Tripe Day, too.
Oh, okay.
See that?
Yeah.
I figured maybe you'd have something to celebrate that. Tripe Day. National Bologna Day.
Oh, I love bologna.
Oh,
fried bologna.
Fried bologna.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Elvis liked fried bologna sandwiches, I think.
But not your bologna, my bologna.
My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R.
I thought it was P-H-I-L-P. Philip had a bologna.
Something like that.
Hey, what about the word of the day?
What is the word of the day? Hey?
Today is juncture.
Juncture.
Juncture, yeah. A declaration of certainly pertaining to rubbish.
Okay.
You've thrown it all out, but this juncture looks good to me.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I've said that before.
Yeah.
She was like,
juncture looks good to me.
You got to clean this out.
Yeah.
Take this to a thrift store, or Goodwill or something.
Honey, that juncture
that
looks
juncture good. Looks good. Good. It does.
It's good to me.
Oh, but Hank.
I hope you have an awesome weekend.
There you
I'll
go.
See you tonight. What you want me there early?
Well, absolutely.
Underneath the stands, you said.
Yeah, absolutely. See if anybody dropped any money or anything.
10-4, buddy. Yep. Have a good night. Be kind, everybody.
There you go, man.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Thanks to one of our astute and good-looking listeners to let us know that the farmer Hank was talking about on the Andy Griffith Show, his name, Rafe Hollister. There you go. Thank you very much. Joanne handed me this note, and I'm like, oh, I almost said happy birthday today to Rafe Hollister, but it actually was legit. They were talking about what we were talking about before. 1929 on this day, a massive sell-off of the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange eventually led to Black Thursday, marking the beginning of the Wall Street crash of 1929. The George Washington Bridge connecting New York City with New Jersey was dedicated. 1931, I think Hank bought that once. Also in 2003, a British Airways flight from New York to London marked the final commercial flight of the supersonic Concorde jet. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today.
At
sponsored by the WRCO. Sponsor is Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
For over 50 years, families have trusted the Shoebox and Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Jordan Allison from Grandma, from Mom and Dad, and Haley and Joey. Happy 20th to grandson Caleb Tracy with love from Grandma and Grandpa. Have a great day, Caleb. Love from Mom, Dad, and Colin. And wishes to Dale Dax from David and Susan and Barb and Mike, plus all those nieces and nephews. Have a super year, Dale. Art Simpson, all the best from your neighbors, Mel and Linda. Have a super-de-duper day. Art, saw him, and he's doing well. Happy birthday to Mitchell Pulvermacher. Happy 25th. Love from Dad, Sydney, Dakota, Evan Linz, and from Lady and Kiwi. Love you lots. Also, happy birthday, Mitchell, number 25, from Mom and Dave today. Also to Uncle Mitchell, love, Evan. To Terry Banker from Park Street Christian Church, Bernie Gonzalez from Park Street Christian, and wishes to Diane Nice, your primary school posse, says, have an awesome day. Happy birthday, love, from your friends and coworkers. And to Danielle Munns from Little Willow Birthday Club, happy birthday. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Diane Brunson, also to Diane from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Dale Dax, Mitchell Pulvermacher, Jamin Rux, Presley Rowan, and happy anniversary, Jay and Becca Makovic. Happy anniversary, Greg and Sarah Olson, 33-year anniversary. From Mom Heidi, from Shan, Vinny, and Caleb, and Aubrey, and Daisy, and Chloe, Charlie, Jules, Kevin, Mia, Maddie, Bentley, Aunt Viv, and Frappe. Have a great day today, Greg and Sarah. To Jackie and KJ Wolf, happy 16 years together. Lots of love from Mom and Dad. To Lee and Kathy Van Landite from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. And happy anniversary to Sue and Fritz Stibbe from the Richland area senior citizens.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Oh, yes, indeed. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be a big weekend, Pumpkin Fest this weekend. We'll have more about that coming up during our news update. And a hometown boy who went all the way to Nashville and made a splash on the country scene, Bobby G. Rice, will be back in town. Here's when he recorded it. It was written by Earl Thomas Conley.
It's knowing that you mean it when you talk about love, the trouble that you go to see and not get enough, the way you keep on reaching out to ease my needs, and the way you make my life complete with every little loving thing you do for me. Oh, you make it so easy to keep loving you, so easy for me to always want to be true. You know how to please me and you're all that I need. Yeah, you make it so easy. With every little loving thing you do for me. Sometimes at night I watch you as you lay there asleep. I know if I should lose you just how lonely I'd be. So I reach out and hold you in my arms while you dream. And I whisper that I need you more with every little loving thing you do for me. Girl, you make it so easy to keep loving you. So easy for me to always want to be true. You know how to please me and you're all that I need. Yeah, you make it so easy.
Girl, you make it so easy to keep loving you.
Bobby G. Rice. I look forward to the show tomorrow. It will begin at 2 o'clock at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors open at 1, and I'll be there to introduce Bobby. So I look forward to that opportunity. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Friday.
This October 20th through the 31st, your home can get a little wicked in a good way. It's our Wicked Good Wisconsin Sale at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Get 20% off all regular priced, in-stock Wisconsin-made furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Cozy up on your living room, dining room, or bedroom with furniture built right here in Wisconsin. No tricks, just treats. Visit us at Court & Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Don't miss out. The sale ends October 31st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Today's forecast calls for a high of 53, and for the weekend, maybe warmer, milder temperatures in the 50s the next couple of days as well, upper 50s by Sunday. Right now it is 21 degrees.
Hello friends, it's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed & Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Filling in for Joanne Krulutz, I am Phil Nee. Here's news today. Enrollment is up for the third straight year across the Universities of Wisconsin system. It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased for 3 years in a row. Fall 2025 enrollment totaled 164,626 students, up 190 from the fall of last year. The UW system also saw a 5.5% increase in Wisconsin resident new freshman enrollment, the largest on record. UW system President Jay Rothman credits Direct Admit Wisconsin and the 2025 Wisconsin Tuition Promise for helping drive the increase. 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was called in by the Avoca Police Chief last night to assist with a subject. Around 9:30, the Iowa County Communication Center received the request following an encounter with Christopher L. Eddy, 63, of Avoca, at the Avoca campground. As a result, Eddy was arrested on a probation and parole violation. He was transported to Upland Hills Health for medical clearance and then transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he's being held on a probation and parole hold through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Simon's Recreation Complex Richland Center will be holding an open house tomorrow and Sunday. Tomorrow's activities begin with the first Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Run Walk. Check-in time will be from 8 until 8:45, and the event starts at 9. The run features 5K and 10K routes with a new chip timing system. Kyle Ewing is Assistant Director with the Simon's Recreation Complex.
It takes a lot of the extra work with getting everyone's time down, and it's just a lot more professional. It looks a lot better than just maybe four or five people out there standing with clocks and trying to read your time off one big giant clock at the finish line. So everybody will get a bib. I'm sure people have seen those before at 5K events. So inside the bib that people get is a little chip. When that chip crosses the finish line, the timer essentially starts. And then when they cross it again, it stops. So it's not necessarily on the, you know, the go that you'd hear the gun for like a track race or whatever. It's kind of when you cross and then when you cross again.
Medals will be awarded to the top finishers in both men's and women's age brackets. There will also be a 1.5-mile walk where participants are encouraged to wear costumes. Prizes are given to the top costumes in several categories. You can register for the run walk in advance of the day of the event. There will also be a brat cookout from 10 until 1. Tomorrow afternoon, there will be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party from 1 until 4, featuring music, popcorn, swimming, pool inflatables, and lots of fun. The pool party is free for everyone. Then on Sunday, the open house will be held from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days for the Simon's Recreation Complex open house tomorrow and Sunday. You can find out more and register in advance for the run walk at simonsrec.com. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held tomorrow in Richland Center. After the run walk that will be held earlier at Simon's, Pumpkin Fest fun will start at 11 on the courthouse lawn. There will be fun for all, including Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. Also from now through tomorrow, the pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display on the courthouse lawn. You can find more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Wisconsin Extension has developed an interactive program called Cultivating Your Farm's Future. The program will help those who have questions about farm succession. There will be two workshop series in the upcoming months, with the first coming soon. Joy Kirkpatrick is the Farm Succession Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension.
We're starting our first workshop series on November 13th. Those are virtual. You don't have to like drive anywhere to be someplace, as long as you're in front of a computer or your phone by 6:30 on Thursday evenings. That's when we're going to have that. So it's a series of four live virtual meetings, and we assign a little bit of homework before. So it's usually something about maybe reading an article or listening or watching a video or maybe doing a worksheet. So the goal of this program is to get people thinking about what they want to do and maybe having those important conversations. And we try to give them a little bit of education and then also an opportunity to have those conversations.
Family members do not have to be in the same household to be a part of the virtual workshops.
If you have family members who are scattered across the country or across the state, and you would like them to also be a part of the program, they can join as well. And we encourage that by the way we've set up the registration. The registration is $150 per farm. And that means that you can register as many people from your farm or family that you'd like. And if you give us their email and their mailing address, they'll also get some of the hard copy materials that we send to people so that they can do their worksheets and, you know, have those materials. So everybody would get a learner's guide. Each farm would get a workbook and then another piece of materials. So we really are trying to make it accessible in that way.
Joy Kirkpatrick says that being virtual helps make participants more comfortable discussing farm succession.
When you think about succession planning, it's not just the technical details. It's not just the financials and the how to transfer assets. I think farm families understand this. It's emotional. It's the legacy of that farm property. With you being in your own home and being able to turn the camera off if you want to, what we found was that the conversation was really rich, that people shared things that I'm not sure that they would have felt as comfortable to share if they'd been a sort of a sterile meeting space with, you know, 30 other bodies in the room.
Deadline to register for the November-December workshop series is Thursday, October 30th. You can register online at farms.extension.wisc.edu. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu, and that is edu or .edu, or by phone at 608-263-3485. A hearing Thursday between lawmakers and State Department of Public Instruction staff grew heated at times. It followed a Capital Times report into how DPI handles investigations into alleged sexual misconduct and grooming. DPI Secretary Jill Underley was not present, but in a letter to the Cap Times, noted current state law does not define grooming. Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency Chair Amanda Nedwuski asked whether that's really necessary, and said that most Wisconsinites would understand that grooming is not commonly accepted moral and ethical standards. Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy noted that cameras were present and that people are amped up. He said DPI is not engaged, some sort of cover-up, and that the agency is extending every ounce of our authority to remove grooming behavior from schools. Nedwuski criticized Underley for not attending the hearing herself, noting she chose instead to attend an event at her alma mater in Indiana.
At the Capitol, lawmakers discuss legalizing marijuana for medical purposes in Wisconsin. Stevens Point Republican Senator Patrick Teston says his family provided marijuana to his grandfather after he was diagnosed with lung cancer, which helped him regain his appetite. Republican Tomahawk State Senator Mary Felskowski says people should have access to medical marijuana to help them avoid opioids. Nora Lowe, a 17-year-old Merrimack resident with Rett syndrome, says cannabis could help her get the relief she needs. Under the legislation, an Office of Medical Cannabis Regulation would be created to oversee the patient and caregiver registry and the dispensaries. Pharmacists would also be allowed to conduct marijuana sales, but would not be required to prescribe marijuana if they are uncomfortable with that. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites after the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus. A horse with triple E virus means that there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread that and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. Triple E is a rare but serious disease. No human cases have been reported in the state so far this year. Since 2011, 3 of the 7 human cases of the disease in Wisconsin occurred during the month of October, a time of year when many people think mosquitoes are no longer active. This virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread person to person, directly between animals, or between animals and humans.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Here are today's vital statistics. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidtwoven Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday morning at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthan Creek. Friends may call at the church from 9:30 until the service time at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center. And Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Unity Point Health Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Ruth Martin, 87, of Richland Center.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at Philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
There are three opportunities to give blood today from 10 until 3 at Grace Lutheran Church, Dodgeville, from noon until 5 at Saints Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland, and between 12:30 and 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. The third annual trick-or-treat trail at Kroska Park will be held tonight from 4:30 until 6. Take a magical stroll along the Rotary Lights path and fill your bags with treats from your favorite city organizations. The event is free and fun for all ages. The Brewer Public Library will be hosting Halloween-themed games at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion. And family and friends of Ray Schrader will be hosting a tribute Sunday at Okooch Books and Libations, Mastodon Records in Richland Center. Records and CDs that Ray collected through the years will be offered for sale. The family is planning to use the proceeds for an upcoming memorial to the longtime WRCO radio announcer who died in July of 2020. Everyone is welcome Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4 at Mastodon Records, located at 130 South Main Street in Richland Center. Today's high 53 with lots of sunshine. It's frosty and 22 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The 8 o'clock ABC News update is coming up next this morning, and it is sponsored by Creative Outlet here in Richland Center, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing for the entire family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake, and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address, and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation